Hello everyone, welcome and thank you for joining us, taking your time to join us. This is the Double Cleanse podcast with me. Oh, it's a podcast all about beauty. What else, James?
Skincare, makeup, being influencers in the influencer world, the truths, the non-truths, the facts, the non-facts.
Lies, non-lies.
Having skin, yeah. Having skin, having a makeup.
Exactly. I'm Robert Welsh.
And I'm James Welsh.
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thanks again.
Go ahead. No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Nothing.
How's your week been, James? Go.
I had last week off, kind of, meaning I only did... I did no videos last week. And then I tidied my studio and organized some of my skincare. And everything was really tidy. And then this morning I got about 5 PR packages and everything's a mess again.
But what a great mess that is.
What a great mess to have. Despite living in constant stress about the mess of my studio. I could have nothing in there and I would still somehow make it a mess. Like, it's
a fire hazard. It really
is.
It's
a fire hazard. No, you know, that room isn't in my fire plan though, so I won't be going in there if there's a fire.
Oh no, can you imagine? I died among my...
Yeah, among my flammable skincare. My solvents. How's your week been?
Yeah, honestly, I'm not feeling so great, James.
Oh no, why? What's happened?
I think it's allergy season. I'm tired. Oh. Mm-hmm. I've been working every day, non-stop.
Yeah.
Out of choice, I did it to myself.
Sure.
Yeah, that's so if I sound extra nasally today, that's probably why.
Allergies.
Mm-hmm. Listen, have you been watching? I don't know if our American audience is able to watch this. I don't know how the BBC works out there. Have you been watching Lisa Eldridge's show on BBC Two about the history of makeup?
No, but I want to. Are there a few episodes now?
There's two episodes now. It's two episodes, it's on Tuesdays here. Oh, it's on tomorrow. It's really, really interesting. It's so good. It made me... place an order, and we're going to talk about that today anyway.
Oh.
But it's something in it influenced me to place an order, but I'll talk about that. But it's such a good program. It goes into so much more than you think about.
You think, yeah.
So good. So good.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Listen, James, let me ask you the age-old question that everyone's still trying to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you've been loving?
Do you know what I've actually been really enjoying, which I'm shocked at, and I'll tell you why, is Alicia Keys' skincare line.
Tell me about it.
I tidied it away, called Keys. So I bought her cleanser, her exfoliating powder, a fragrance-free moisturizer, and like this little balm, which is it's very basic, it's like a little balm. And I really like it. The cleanser is really nice and lightly foaming. The, what else did I buy? The moisturizer is like a nice daytime moisturizer. They all have like a nice smell to them that's like not feminine nor masculine. Somewhere in between. It's just a nice brand. I'm always surprised by celebrity skincare brands that I like.
Yeah, I think people need to put more effort into them now. So I feel like they're not just going to be some crappy, you know.
Well, like, this is the thing. I feel like Alicia Keys is the type of person to genuinely work on her stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like Rihanna is with Fenty. I feel like Alicia Keys had a huge part to do with the actual concept process of the line. The exfoliator is like a powder, like a microfoliant exfoliator. Little bit, added a bit of water to it, and it's just really lovely.
I literally got it
like a week ago, and I've not even bothered to look at the ingredients. So I tend to not do that now. I used to get a product and immediately look at the ingredient list.
Yeah, I think people get caught in it. It's like, oh no, I won't like that because it has this, and I usually don't like it. I mean, fair enough if you're allergic to something.
Yeah. But, you know. Well, this is where it does get bad because I used a new sunscreen the other day, like a serum sunscreen that had orange peel in it, and I'm allergic to that. And I was using it for like orange peel extract, so it was an essential oil. And it gives it this like horrible citrusy smell, but I couldn't smell it. I need not skincare. I don't want to smell like a public toilet.
I would love to smell like you know, bleach, toilet,
yeah,
bleach,
like toilet cakes, urinal cakes,
citrus fresh.
Not for me, I'm afraid. I don't want to be, you know, just randomly shat on in the streets because someone thinks I'm a public toilet. So I smell like, you know, wipes.
Well, that's not how it works.
You just don't know nowadays in these unprecedented times.
It is unprecedented.
Unprecedented. How about you? Is there anything you met?
Yeah, you know what I really have really liked recently, and it's more so because of a brush, and it's the Fenty Beauty Brow MVP Ultra Fine Brow Pencil and Styler.
Now, that name is a long name, right?
It's an eyebrow pencil, basically. But the brush on the end, and I didn't even realize this when I was ordering it, because I ordered a whole face of Fenty products recently to do a video, and I was using the brush and I looked at it and I was like, oh, that's, you know those brushes that look like spoons? Have you seen those? No? Okay. So there's these brushes that look like spoons. And it's like a bundle of hair on the top.
Oh, they were like all the rage for a little bit. And they're like really thick and densely compact.
Exactly.
And they look like,
There's like a brush. Well, yes, it is.
Like an old-fashioned
you mean
hairbrush.
It looked like it? There's basically one of these on the end of that pencil, but it's really tiny and like a very tiny oval.
And the hairs
feel more, what's the word? Like harder, if that makes sense. But when you comb it through your brow against like a normal like spoolie or like brow brush, it really grips every single hair. It's amazing. It was like it was being, I felt like, you know, when you get like a roll brush and pull your hair through and all the hair goes with it. It felt like that in my brows. It was so good. Ooh. And it just, that mixed with a brow wax and that pencil just gave this really nice spiky finish to the brows.
Spicy brow.
I wish I tried it earlier. It would have cured very many of my brow woes. Very many.
That's good to know.
Very many. Listen, let's talk about, actually, you know what? Let's take a 1.5 second music break. So today, the subject of the day, James Welsh, is... I'm sorry, you're going to have to remind me.
Oh, it's just fucking ridiculous stuff we own when it comes to beauty and makeup and cosmetics in general. Yeah. Like, maybe things that are stupidly expensive, whether they're good or bad, or ridiculous in general.
I think we've all seen something online and been like, you know what, this could be the product that changes my beauty routine.
Yeah, it's gonna, this is what I've been looking for.
It's gonna make my makeup easier to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so if I was kind of products, should we just start it off, James? What have you got? I'm just gonna move my microphone. Sorry, 1 second.
I'm going to start kind of small and then get a little bit more excessive.
Okay, say that again because I just moved my microphone.
Sure. I'm going to start off small and then get a little bit more excessive. So,
all right.
Listen. Sorry, I'm trying not to burp. I just downed oat latte in a panic. So I used to swear by using a washcloth, like a flannel for my face, right, when we were younger. And I'd kind of like use it to put warm water on my face, cleanse, and then used cold water, right?
Like,
I used
steaming.
To believe that and I used to believe that pores open and close, which they don't,
right.
But I've started reusing them again because, again, I will warm my skin with it, then cleanse, and then kind of wipe away the cleanser with it, because I find that it gets rid of all the cleanser, right? And especially my hairline and beard line, it really does help get rid of all that. Because if I don't get that off, sometimes I can break out.
Yes, because it gets caught in all these little areas.
Yeah, and then it dries
around
down.
The nose. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
So I found that like a washcloth just kind of like helps prevent that. But then it is a nice, very gentle exfoliation stage. If you're going through a little bit of something with your skin and you don't want to use like exfoliating acid or like a physical scrub. So listen, I got sent in PR these...
This is going to be a ridiculous...
It's going to be...
$50 cloth, isn't it?
Wait,
or something.
Not ruining it.
I was sent
this washcloth. I'm going to call them flannels, sorry, because I'm English and I'm used to calling them flannels. By, I think it's like Resori or something. By the way, open up Instagram, follow along with us, because we'll be putting pictures of everything in order on Instagram. No. The view, the pictures of these products will be up. So
unless you're driving.
Unless you're driving. So, you know, just make sure. No, don't.
Pull over. Stop going where you're over. Going.
Go to a hotel. So this is Resori. I think I pronounced that completely wrong. Or Resor or something.
Yeah,
but Resor. I believe either Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, who is a famous English model, is either... Mm. Just the face of the brand, or she has a little bit more to do with it. So I don't know. I'm not really sure. They sent me one of their flannels in the as PR a while back.
And now this that's is like, quite some packaging for a flannel.
Yes. So it arrives in like this cylindrical plastic tub, and the flannel is nicely packed in, and then you just
now pull it out. I would describe it as a luxury plastic tub.
Yes, it is a luxury plastic tub. But then the thickness and the softness the flannel inside is just it's and it holds on to so much water without it dripping down your arms and dripping down your face, so you can put like all your warm water on this flannel.
It looks really thick. Oh, that looks like the inside lining. Yeah, it looks like the inside lining of a jacket.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It does. It feels like the inside lining.
It looks really thick.
A winter jacket.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's just really thick, really plash, and feels really, really nice and soft on the skin. So they sent that to me in PR. I finally decided to use one of them, and I had to order two more. Because I'm gonna use them.
Actually, you know what? I won't, because I'm gonna use it to take off makeup, and it will stain it.
It will stain it.
It'll be, but maybe don't stain that.
Yeah, maybe don't use it for that. Guess how much they are. Guess how much one flannel costs.
Okay, so that it looks very plush. Very actually, plush. You know what? It's so plush it could be a shower mat. You know what? I'm gonna say. Yeah. £70.
Oh, wait, hang on. I didn't tell you a little bit more about... Hang on. So it's antibacterial. So it's woven with silver, which isn't actually clinically, like, proven at the moment. But the idea is that instead of it hanging around in your bathroom, like other washcloths, getting bacteria and growing bacteria, you can keep it in for a few more days and it won't harbour bacteria. Yeah, stopping 99.9% of the bacteria that usually grows on your towels and harms your skin. It's also hypoallergenic because it's made from bamboo. And it's also got a botanical blend derived from sustainable plant-based cellulose fibers that support a healthy skin environment and keep your towels soft and fluffy. And it is fluffy. You know, like after you've washed a towel or like a washcloth, and even if you do use softener, it comes out like a little bit scratchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, these say super soft. So price, how much do you think it was?
I think £70 or dollars.
Please don't be fucking stupid, Robert. What? It's a washcloth.
It looks expensive.
No, come on now.
Okay, £50.
La.
La?
La.
£40?
La.
£30.
£35.
That's
which
still a lot.
Is
for
it
a
still
cloth.
Excessive? So, two of them is going to put you back £69. So, wow. I own four of them now. Two of them were gifted.
Well, now
that's
ridiculous.
It's ridiculous, but when I do my skincare so much, there are days when I have to do my skincare like 3 times in a row because I'm filming different routines. Yeah. I want at least part of that to be nice. And I have like, obviously lovely products, but I get good use out of them.
Yeah, it does look very luxury. And you know what? I wouldn't put it past myself to buy one. I have to be honest.
Yeah.
Am I going to? No, because I think I'll ruin it. But
you definitely
I would.
Them.
I'll be honest.
They're definitely added luxury.
Added luxury.
Robert, what's your first just ridiculous item?
Okay, listen to this, James.
Go on then.
So I was telling you about the Lisa Eldridge program, and this is a whole story leading up to this, right? In that program, they were talking about toothpaste in the Victorian times, and they started to use this cherry flavored toothpaste, which was a thing back then, and it was red in pigment, and the brand that made it still exists today. I don't think they make the toothpaste anymore. And I was like, you know what, I want flavored toothpaste. So that's, remember I showed you that toothpaste? I was like, oh my god, it's rhubarb flavor.
I remember.
Anyway,
toothpaste.
I bought loads of toothpaste, and while I was looking at this toothpaste, I saw this foundation. Now, this is from a brand called Chantecaille. Wait,
why would they recommend foundation whilst you were looking for
I got it from Cult Beauty. It was, it was the toothpaste on their thing. But this is the whole story. I was like, I bought quite a bit of toothpaste. So when the basket came to how much it did, I wasn't surprised. I was like, oh, typical me buying toothpaste.
Buying toothpaste. But
you use it every day, right? So it's explainable, like a good shoe. This is from a brand called Chantecaille, which is a luxury brand anyway.
Oh, it's got an elephant on the front.
Yeah, this is their future skin cushion. So it has the elephant because there's a whole foundation that they do. They give a lot to charity. Yeah, the future skin cushion is just your basic kind of cushion foundation. Comes with a nice pad inside. So it's not very, like, strong in pigment. So in terms of a shade range, you can use, like, maybe one or two shades above or below you and get a nice tint of colour. And it's described as a fresh, water-based foundation formula with smoothing, anti-pollution skincare ingredients that blur imperfections and leave skin looking flawless. Now, it is a really, really nice foundation. I use it and I was like, oh, Christ, that's really nice. Just evened out with skin, but it still looked like skin.
I mean, water-based formula sounds really nice.
It always, yeah, stuff like that always sounds good. And every cushion feeds an orphan baby elephant, James.
Oh,
right. One cushion, as in one of these, is one bottle of milk formula. That's so cute.
Oh, can't we just send them some money?
Yeah, you can probably do that too. But what? It's nice to put, what I was gonna say. Oh, cramp, is that?
Yeah, it's got a really weird stabbing feeling in my thoughts. Yeah.
So some of the ingredients in it is, it says a network of sugars. Provides an instant shield against soot and urban dust and instantly smooth skin and reduces appearance of lines and wrinkles.
So they're essential, basically amino acids and sugars. Right. Some sugars act as humectants as well.
Well, it helps for staying power also, apparently.
Oh, okay.
And it says a high water content gives the formula an exceptional, refreshing, natural look. And it's also, a flower called... Bionymph peptide stem cell extract. Bionymph.
What did you just call me?
So it basically softens the appearance of lines. Cool. Now, listen. Yeah. How much do you think an expensive foundation is?
I think about £80.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty expensive foundation.
Yeah.
How about one that's a little bit more natural, doesn't give as much coverage, saves elephants?
Probably about £80.
Listen,
I'm scared.
Yeah, me too.
I'm scared to
so I, when this arrived, I was like, I looked at my invoice and I was like, wait a minute, what did I order? I just ordered toothpaste and a foundation.
Yeah.
I was like, how much was this foundation? And I looked on the invoice, so it's higher than what you said.
No.
Yeah, it's over £100.
This
cushion foundation costs £120.
No, it doesn't.
Can you believe a foundation that I really like the foundation, but that price point takes a piss off.
I mean,
anything
that should,
for foundation.
That should feed elephants for all their life.
Like, I hope it gives an elephant a year of luxury meals.
Yeah.
5-star cooked by a 5-star Michelin chef.
Michelin elephant.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
But you know what? It's, yeah, go on.
That's the thing, because I don't know the makeup world, but are they a well-known brand? Like, how do they justify it being expensive?
They're a well-known luxury brand. So they obviously have a name for themselves. And I've used one of their products before, and this is what kind of persuaded me, is I used one of their... Do you remember ages ago we tested men's makeup and we used that gel bronzer and it was horrible? It looked gravy. It was awful. So they,
what
I
was
did
that?
A video...
Like
yeah. And I did a video where I was like, these products look stupid, let's try them. And one of them was a Chantecaille gel bronzer, because I remember that time we tried that bronzer and it was so bad. But this one was so good. And I was like, I want to try a little bit more luxury. Let's try, you know what? Would I buy this again? maybe.
Can I ask you?
I need to see how good it is. It does come with a refill.
Here's the thing. When it comes to skincare, there's nothing really separating luxury skincare and like, what was the words American use for it? Boots?
Drugstore
make skincare, other yeah. than maybe they got a really well-known cosmetic chemist and formulator to go in and make it, some fancy packaging, the name, the umbrella company that they're under, sometimes how, you know, there's things like sometimes how the ingredients is sourced, but you can still get really, really good drugstore and in between skincare that there really is kind of no place for luxury unless you have the money to spend on it and it doesn't put you out of pocket. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's no reason to, because the majority of the time the quality of the product and the results you get from drugstore is pretty much identical to, if not better yeah. sometimes, than what you get from some luxury.
Yeah.
Is there place for luxury makeup when you have brands like Fenty and, I don't know, ColourPop, who are making affordable, at different price points, but still affordable for most people, good makeup that does good stuff? Do you know what I mean?
I think there is, and here's why. So, the thing with drugstore makeup, right, is that you occasionally find, like, a really good, like, alternative for maybe your luxury products that you use. A good example is MAC Paint Pots, e.l.f. Putty Primers. Exactly the same thing, if not better, in my opinion, allegedly.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
I know. But then you can get some crappy things, like, for example, some lipsticks in drugstore might not be as good as some high-end ones or some luxury ones, you know? Foundations, for example, the shade range is going to be better in high-end versus drugstore sometimes. It all depends. There's brands that do really well and brands that don't. But I do feel like in terms of makeup, for an instant result, an instant look, there are some ingredients that are more expensive and do look better and do work better than others. You know what I mean?
I do.
The same thing with drugstore is, although drugstores sell out of products quite quickly now, when people want a certain, for example, a drugstore releasing a green lipstick, for example, they're not going to make that the best quality, because more than likely they won't sell out of it and they'll have to dispose of it and lose money. Whereas a high-end one, you think of a more creative brand can afford to do that, you know?
Yeah.
And put out something with better quality and make a limited edition and sell out of it. So that for me, that is a difference. In terms of luxury, see, I think there's like drugstore high-end, which is like Fenty, things like that, and then there's luxury, where you can buy ridiculous. But, you know, thinking about it, this is, you do get a refill for this foundation. So really, it's £60 per a refill. So there's two in this packet, so that makes £120. So it's not, I mean, it's not terrible.
Considering the price of some cushions I've seen,
they can be expensive.
Even, and most of them you do get that free refill with.
And it's when they kind of mix foundation with or makeup with skincare. And like this peptide complex or whatever.
That's absolutely fine.
In the foundation, and it looks like a science, doesn't it? Lancome do that, I think, a lot. They're like, look how science and flowery this looks.
Who's done that recently? Clinique. And it's got, what's her name? The English lady. Is it Clinique? The English lady from Game of Thrones. Emily, I want to say.
I don't know.
I met her once and she was really nice, but I didn't watch Game of Thrones, so I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
The Mother of Dragons or whatever. Is it Mother of Dragons? I don't know. Sure. I didn't watch it.
I don't know who that is.
Whoever she is. Oh, God, look at all this dog hair. But she was like, on the advert, she's like, that's a lot of science for one pot or something like that. And it's literally just because there's always been science, because formulating products is a science as it is. But they're using, you know, things like hyaluronic acid complex plus, which just means there's three versions of,
that's like glass, you know, and silver packaging.
So it means obviously you want to pay more for science.
Do you remember that really patronizing Eva Longoria advert where she was like, hyaluronic acid,
new hyaluronic acid,
and she was like, it's been out for ages, and she was spelling it out and like trying to make us, you pronounce it. I was like, we know what it is. Don't be rude.
Don't be rude about it.
But listen, I think that maybe isn't as far as your expensive washcloths. You know what I mean?
You know what? I do agree. But it's like having nice towels, you know, when you go to a hotel.
The thing is, I think once you find a good foundation, if I could find a foundation that sat on my face all day and didn't sit in texture and didn't, I would pay money for it.
Oh, yeah.
Once you know it, it's your good one, you would pay lots of money.
I had this chat with someone the other day, my friend over Instagram. We were talking about, like, paying. Because I think that there's a few brands that I use where the moisturizer is just a little bit more expensive than most people would pay for it. But then, I guess whenever you're paying money for stuff, you have to think, well, how long is this going to last me? So, like, I've got this £10 moisturiser, which is still really good, but then I have this £30 moisturiser, and I've gone through three of the £10 ones while I've still had that £30 one. Do you know what I mean? So, like, the £30 ones last me a lot more, the formulation seems to glide over my skin, and I seem to be able to use a lot less and cover a lot more surface, whereas the cheaper ones. So sometimes when you put it into perspective, you know, maybe if I was using £1 flannels, I'd have to throw them out every day.
They'll be falling apart in your face.
Yeah, so isn't £70 worth two flannels?
I still don't think it is.
No, but I don't think it is, but they're just very, very nice.
It's a nice idea. Listen, people buy within their means, don't they? So if somebody, if there's a very luxury person somewhere who's like, I want a face cloth, what's the highest one I can get?
Listen, I just want to actually, we should have done this disclaimer at the beginning, but first of all, obviously, me and Robert make money from influencing, but even before we were doing this and we were, you know, earning £900 a month, for example, when we first moved to London, we would buy shit like this. And
we've always been ridiculous.
Yeah. And then cry at the end of the month because we couldn't afford to live.
I used to hunt through bags at the end of every month. Any bag or jacket that I used throughout the month. Do you remember?
Your bag.
I would go through all the pockets and I would look at the bottom of the bag. I had got £100.
You had £100 worth of coins in your bag.
And I wanted it was so heavy. And I took it to like a coin star and put coins in and got £100.
£10. £100. Yeah. But then also, this is mine and Robert's job, so we can tax these. To put it very bluntly, true. We can get these back on tax. So, if they're for work purposes. But I also think it's good that we get to try these like expensive things that get hyped up and be like, listen, well, they're not worth it. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm going to talk about the next one, which you are also very familiar with, which is the SK-II Facial Treatment Essence. Now, I discovered this when I first went to Japan because they were sponsoring an event that I was attending. And they gave us this little gift box, me and a few other people. And I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is incredible. I was like, I've never tried an essence before.
Yeah.
And I would honestly say that this did change my skin pretty quickly, in the sense that this is probably one of the products I've used other than a chemical exfoliator that I've really seen a difference over time with. And I think that's mainly because it's the first time I've tried Galactomyces Ferment Filtrate.
Is that what's in SK-II?
Which is what makes it what it is. You know,
is that what everyone tries to
That's
copy?
What everyone still does it. Well, but this is the thing. There's nothing. So it's basically anti-aging product, right? It brightens your skin. It's meant to help fine lines and wrinkles, all that kind of stuff. Very minimal ingredient list, actually. It's got like water, sodium benzoate, butene glycol. So other ingredients that just kind of help it penetrate the skin and sit on the skin kind of thing nicely and work as a product. The version that I have, this is the mini version, but I have the bigger version in my room, is £177. I know we're meant to be guessing, but I'm just So, and this is the thing. Is it much different to the essences that are now purposely trying to dupe this? No, not really. And a lot of the other essences come with a ferment filtrate of sorts that pretty much does the same thing, but the other essences usually pack a bit more of like something into it, things like niacinamide and allantoin, like these soothing and brightening and moisturizing ingredients.
And you see all these brands literally almost copying the packaging. There's a few I can think of that have very similar packaging.
Secret Key, right?
And you would literally think, oh, that's SK-II, and it's not.
And it's not. But they pretty much all do the same thing. But there is something about it that I really, really like. And I think it's the story. So SK-II have a story that the I think it's these factory workers were working in a sake factory, right? Sake, yeah. And all their hands were ageless. They had smooth, wrinkle-free hands.
Oh, wow.
And these people like, well, what's, you know, why is that so? And it's because it was the fermented ingredients in the drink that they were producing. So the story is that these people harnessed that and put it into skincare for the fakes. Now, every other brand has that kind of story as well. So like,
we went to Sainsbury's and... All the workers had smooth hands.
Yeah, and it's because they were working in cold conditions.
Yeah.
But, you know, that kind of thing. So they all have that kind of story. And it's the same kind of stuff. But something about SK-II that is the original, that has that backstory, which is probably true.
I do have to say, there was a serum from SK-II that you gave me, actually. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was, but it was a white serum in a full red packaging from SK-II. And it was one of the nicest serums I've ever used.
The skin
and I
power
genuinely
essence.
Feel, yeah, I genuinely feel like it was working. But then I ran out because it was small.
And this is the problem.
I'm not buying that again.
That's the problem, is that there's something about this essence that just seems to work better than every other.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not something that I usually associate with something being more expensive or cheaper, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't always think more expensive is better than cheaper, because as I mentioned earlier, that's not always the case. But there is something about this that I just have to keep reordering it, and I always have to have one. But yeah, I mean, how much was it? How much did I say it was? £170. £177. And then I've just ordered a limited edition one. The facial treatment essence Tokyo Girl edition.
How much is that?
Yeah, you can either buy a pink kimono one or a red kimono, and that one is £215.
Shit, for a serum essence.
Yeah. Oh, bearing in mind, I actually get these free on a credit with Yes Style, so I get.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
So every month I've been reordering it just because it's. So good. Do you need it? No. Could you get similar effects with other essences? 100% absolutely. So why do we keep ordering it? I think it's the culture behind it and the story behind it, and the memories I have with it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Could I just look at a photo of the first time I went to Japan? Yeah. Instead of just spending £200 nearly every couple of months.
Yeah.
But to be fair, it's like every 5-6 months I have to spend that.
Yeah. Yeah, so true. Well, so I personally think that's ridiculous. You can judge everything you buy. Everything you do is ridiculous. Okay, so this next one is by Star Skin Beauty, and it's the auto patting makeup applicator.
Oh, can I remember?
This is like a tiny little machine. It looks like a very mini, like, Alexa. You know, like the ones that also look like mini air humidifiers.
Yeah.
And you basically, it comes with a stone top, a sponge top, and then like a silicone sponge top.
Was it sponge?
A sponge as in a makeup, like a beauty blender sponge top, mm-hmm. and then a silicone one. And it basically moves really fast up and down, and you gently glide it along the face, and it's meant to blend in your makeup for you. Here's the thing, it did do it. It was quite good. And the stone was for like serums and skincare. Here's the issue though with the stone one, is that you couldn't use it on the forehead because it was whacking you in the forehead and it really hurt.
Oh, yeah.
And made you feel like your brain was rocking a bit. The only issue I found with this is that it did help blend, but you couldn't get in all those little areas, like round crevices of your nose. And it took longer than just doing it yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it took ages. It took so long because you had to go around making sure it was all blended in. And sometimes the shape of a sponge would print on your face. And then you'd have to go back in. And it was just awful. I actually don't own it anymore. It did the job, but I threw it away. And this was £67.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And I feel like it's meant to be some kind of, like, new, innovative product. But it's actually been around for a really long time with not that much attention brought to it at all. No one's been like, wow, next big thing. It wasn't like the beauty blender where it actually kind of helped.
And actually did something, though.
And it actually did something, yeah. So it says it's an innovative applicator that is designed to mimic the expert airbrushing techniques. Wait a minute. How? So what? How is it to mimic airbrushing? Airbrushing comes out from an air gun almost. Mm. It's not the same thing at all.
What is the difference between that machine and just getting two fingers and patting on your skin?
Literally, you know what? Nothing. There was no difference. It blended really. I mean, it can move faster than probably a human can move with that patting motion, but that's it. That's not really a benefit. I tell you what, James, robots are taking over the world with their innovative designs.
With their innovative airbrushing designs.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you look at it and you're like, you know what, that's going to make my life so much easier. And then you get it and it's like, well, I can't throw this away because I just bought it. Let me hold on to it for another 3 months. Then I'll throw it away.
Bin it. But the thing is, it's not even good for skincare. There's no evidence, right? That tapping in your skincare is better than rubbing it on your face. There's nothing, it feels nicer. Like, I have very reactive skin, so if I rub my skin, it goes red for a little bit, right? So I do tend to pat more, but there's no evidence that patting is any better for product penetration.
Yeah.
So what a load of shit.
It was just one of the worst things. When I used it, I was genuinely impressed. I was like, wow. And then the more I used it, I was like, actually, no.
Yeah.
Actually, no.
No,
not at all.
yes, no at all out of five.
No at all. What? No at all. James, you have one more for us.
One more. So, here's the thing. Get this right. LED mask.
I have one. I have an LED mask.
So here's the issue with LED masks and LED products is that the ones that you could buy at home, you know, those little handheld devices or the really thin with a couple of LED lights in, usually aren't enough to actually give you the light therapy that your skin needs. You know, when you go to a dermatologist or an esthetician, they have these huge machines with hundreds of little lights in that you have to sit under for like 20 minutes, you know. Mm. So sometimes from these handheld devices or these little kind of like glasses on the ears, you're really not getting the LED device that you need. There is a brand called Cell Return, and they make these incredible LED masks.
That looks like a spaceman helmet.
I'm showing Robert the mask, and it looks like a mix between going to space and the Transformers.
It's like a superhero.
It's like Power Rangers.
It's like Power Rangers. That's crazy. Yeah.
So the thing is with this, right? And then inside, look.
Oh, I can't breathe just looking at that.
It's actually very, very comfortable. And you can hear me speaking into it now.
Oh, that's really clear. It's clear over the microphones.
So there it's... It doubles as a microphone. So there is 126 LED lights in here.
Wow.
Which is way more than you get on everything. So basically, this is the model, the cheaper model, that only has red LED lights.
And that's what, like, anti...
So red LED, excuse me. Sorry, I'm just trying to see what they claim, because a lot of other brands claim different things when it comes to that, right? So so decrease of inflammation, increased collagen synthesis, so anti-aging, cell synthesis, elasticity, and hydrates the skin from within, as well as antibacterial.
It's kind of what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, really? It's kind of everything you want. Oh, sorry, the antibacterial is the blue lights. So this is really good. It's comfortable to wear.
Wait, so how do you wear... Is that the charger it's sitting on then?
So this is... It's a base, right? Oh, can I turn it on? Oh, no, it's not plugged in. But it speaks to you. It speaks. It turns on. It, like, releases these bits on the side. It's, like, going into space. It, like...
Oh, see if you can...
How long locks?
Can you plug it in?
I don't know where the plug is, to be honest with you. Oh, it's in here. Hang on. Listen, I have no idea what it's saying, but I love her. I don't use this nearly enough because you've got to have your eyes closed for... Right, that's enough. You've got to have your eyes closed for the majority of the time, right? But it is a professional device. It's a proper professional LED light. Guess how much this particular model, which is probably the cheaper model, costs.
This might be too far, but I'm thinking about 1,700 to 2,000.
Oh my god, it's 1,749 on sale at the moment.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Absolutely insane. But if you really are serious about getting LED therapy, buying that instead of going to the dermatologist, right, or esthetician over and over and over is probably cheaper in the long run. Do you need it? Nay.
Who needs that? But you, it looks really cool.
Oh, like, I love
would
it.
I? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Is LED? I always think with LED lights, right? I'm like, is that a proven thing, or is it this is. A fake?
It's an actual it proven science thing.
Oh, okay. Because in my mind, I'm like, LED light. Like, I'll shine. I'll get some LED lights from Amazon and just stick them.
Yeah, just get a couple and sit under them for a bit. No, it's a proper. It's a proven. It's scientifically proven. Because I was very much like that. I was like, I don't get the authenticity behind it. It is one of these things though where it has to be done properly. It's like, for example, it's like collagen in skincare, right? People always think that if it's in a moisturizer, it's an anti-aging ingredient. It's not at all. It's a moisturizing ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
But people say, brands will say, we've got collagen in it, and say that their moisturizer is anti-aging. And people make that connection because we know collagen to be something that keeps us plump and youthful in quotations. So these brands are kind of doing that. Like with LED technology, it's got lights in it, but is it enough to actually do what it needs to do? Is it used in the right way? The answer is usually no. So that is one of them.
That's crazy.
Yes.
I think what's a couple of thousand for a young face for life?
You just get Botox and fillers. Just carry on with that. That's what I intend to do. That's what I intend to do.
And what is that?
Now,
we just wanted to add on the end for fun. James, what is one of the most ridiculous things you own that isn't beauty related?
So I'm in my office and it's basically like... my
IKEA furniture.
Customized. I've got a lot of pink going on in here. I've got like my like gaming merch. I've got my K-pop stuff. I've got my little shelf over there that's dedicated to like stuff I got in Japan and just general stuff everywhere. And it's all pink, right? It's pinks and purples, and I got neon signs and stuff. Mm. And one thing I had to get was this pink Nespresso. No, it's not Nespresso. Hang on.
You got a coffee machine in your office.
Yeah, I got a special edition Sakura Pink Gusto Mucho machine. I can't remember what it's called. Gusto Mucho's.
Hang on, I literally just looked at it.
Dolce Gusto.
Oh.
Coffee machine. And I literally just got it because it's pink and it's not even plugged in.
Can you even make coffee from it up there?
I can do if I wanted to. But I don't.
What about milk in it?
you can get like oat milk pods.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, but I just wanted it because it was pink and it was cute.
Maybe you should try and use it. Get some use out of it.
I think I will. I got like these strawberry Sakura latte pods, which look quite nice, but...
No.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, this statue I'm looking at now, there's a game called Overwatch, and one of my first jobs that I got... Excuse me. One of the first jobs I got as a proper like influencer... one of the bigger jobs I had, I was like, I'm going to buy myself something that I want. And I got one of their, a limited edition statue of one of the characters from the game called D.Va. And that cost about £400.
For a statue?
Yeah, but it's really cool. And I look at it every day and it's literally here the whole time. It's taking pride of place in every house I've been in. But yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not ridiculous, it's just expensive, which is kind of ridiculous, to be honest.
True.
How about you?
So I, for those of you who don't know, I'm one of those Disney World adults. I'm not going to cry when I go there. I'm not like that. But I spent a lot of my life working in Disney World. And it's where I met my fiance. It's where a lot of my memories are. So little bits from like Disney World memorabilia are kind of around me. And one thing I got recently, I think they're phasing it out now, but when you go to Disney World, you get this like wristband called a magic band, right? Mm. And it's basically your ticket into the park. You can have all your card details on this. And when you get around the park, you can pay for things. Mm-hmm. You can have all your photos put on there, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's your hotel room key, everything like that. And they're around the park. There are readers. So where you touch it against, and it kind of makes like a Disney noise. If you have like a special edition magic band, the magic band reader will make like a sound, a specific sound, and light up a specific color. So they're all around Disney World. They're flashing everywhere. I bought one, a magic band reader. So my one is...
And it works, it's like official, right? It works with all your magic bands?
It works it works with all my magic bands. Mm. I got engaged in the Haunted Mansion in Disney World. We were on a backstage tour, and I got engaged. So I got a Haunted Mansion one, and when you touch your magic band on it, any magic band from Disney World, Madame Leota, who's like the head in the crystal ball, pops up on the screen and says quotes bits from the Haunted Mansion. But it's exactly how it works in the parks. Like, it lights up, there's noise.
Is it different and every time? Like, she says something different every
I think
time.
There's like three or four programmed things in, but and like my magic band that I use of it used to in Disney World would make like a certain sound. It will make like a howl and like bells from the Haunted Mansion. So it's very similar to what I actually did in the park as well. So that was one of my recent splurges, but it's just the memory.
Can you put a price on memories?
Memories are priceless. Priceless.
Right, that's it. Let's go. I need a wee.
Listen, let us know over on Instagram at the Double Cleanse Podcast, what is the most ridiculous thing you bought? It doesn't have to be crazy expensive. It just has to be ridiculous, you know?
Yeah, like, maybe
it
was a pen
that's also a, I don't know, window breaker.
Were you given a fancy fountain pen on your 18th birthday?
Something like that. Let us know. Thank you so much for joining us. You can follow us. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye. Bye.